نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له بلدة طيبة ورب غفور صدق الله العظيم In tonight's Rawi we recited Surah Saba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the city which was in Yemen. Now there's a difference of opinions among the commentators whether Saba is the name of the town or it is named after a king, whether it was his name. Nevertheless, it was a city in Yemen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had poured out his bounties upon the city. They were given all types of wealth, material wealth. They were given all types of comfort. They were living a very peaceful life. The city itself was very fresh, was a healthy environment, and they had abundant fruit. Jannatani an yamini wa shimal. There were two mountains, and on the sides of the mountains there were two beautiful orchards or gardens. But when it used to rain, then these gardens would become flooded. So the people of the town built a dam, a very fortified, strong dam, well-built dam, high walls, to avoid the city from becoming flooded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, gave them a garden on the right and the left, all types of fruit. Mufassirin say, they were given so much of fruit and so many trees in the orchard that if a woman had to carry an empty basket on her head and just walk from one side of this orchard to the other side without even having to pluck any fruit from the tree, by the time she reached the end of the orchard, her basket would become full. Allah says, كُلُوا مِن رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah gave them plentiful, Allah said, eat from the rizq of your Rabb. وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two important things here. First of all, the rozi that we have, the rizq. We go out and we earn a livelihood. This rozi is destined or given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not say, مِن رِزْقِكُمْ. Allah says, كُلُوا مِن رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ. Eat from the sustenance given to you by your Rabb. It is your Rabb who is providing for you. It is not your own earnings. Perhaps we might feel we're going out and earning. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends us customers, Allah sends us clients. How often we see that there are shops in a row having the same type of commodities. The customer comes into the first shop, looks at the article, and after spending some time, he's almost going to buy it, and suddenly he changes his mind. He goes out of the shop, goes to the opposite shop or next door, the very same article. Sometimes there's the same price he pays, or sometimes even more. But that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives and distributes rozi according to his wishes. And Allah says the second thing, washkurula. Show gratitude. Now this gratitude, shukr, we've been talking about in the past few nights, again and again Allah reminds us. If you look at the Qur'an and Majeed, the lesson that we learn, as far as implementing in our akhlaq, we learn the lesson of shukr, lesson of sabr. Showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exercising patience over whatever calamities comes upon us. Allah says, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. And as I mentioned, this town, this city was absolutely fresh. طَيِّب. There were no insects or harmful animals or scorpions or snakes that will harm the people there. Again, commentators say that a person who was a traveler or somebody living out of this area, and if he had to come into this city, the moment he would come in, any lice that he would have on his body, any harmful insect, the moment he entered the city, because of the freshness of the air of the city, immediately these insects would be destroyed. So Allah says, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. And would that, in the same verse, immediately after this says, وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. We've got a Rabb who is most forgiving. You will err, you will make blunder, you will slip, you will make mistakes. But your Rabb is Ghafoor Rahim. He is there to forgive you. Allah subhanahu, in the hadith of Rasulullah subhanahu, he mentioned. The literal meaning of the hadith is that if there is any qawm, any nation who does not make sin, then Allah will replace them with such a group of people who will sin and make tawbah. So if you understand the hadith properly, what it actually means, if there are a group of people, if there is any nation who after committing sin, they don't make tawbah. They don't make tawbah to Allah subhanahu. Allah will change them and bring such a group of people who will commit sins but they will make tawbah to Allah subhanahu. Allah wants us to understand that He is most forgiving and we are His banda. He is our master. He wants us to turn again and again and again to Him. And we mentioned previously the word tawbah actually means to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah wants this turning in our life. Again and again. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge that He is the master. And He is the only one who can forgive. So Allah says, Rabbun Ghafoor. But we find that these people were very ungrateful. Absolutely ungrateful. فَأَعْرَضُوا. They turned away. Commentators say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent approximately 13 messengers to these people. 13 messengers who cried and pleaded them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At one stage in the beginning, they accepted. But after some time, as they were enjoying these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they began to forget the giver and the bestower of these bounties. And they became ghafil. They were negligent. And after a period of time, after negligence set into their hearts, they now began to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. فَأَعْرَضُوا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down floods. But prior to the floods coming, these prophets had warned them, the messengers warned them, Allah's azab will come. But they felt that everything was sound and well, and they had fortified walls, everything would be protected, even if rain comes, they won't be flooded. Suddenly they see rats coming. And these rats were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some narration mentioned that these rats were blind also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used blind mice or blind rats to go out and eat up the foundation of these walls. So they thought they were very intelligent. So then they brought cats to eat up these rats. But when you plan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will fail. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. These rats were such that they even passed all these cats and they began to eat up the foundation. It became very weak. And when this foundation of the walls collapsed and the floods came, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِيمِ. Terrible flood came. وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ. Entire city was destroyed and those two beautiful gardens that were bearing so much of fruit. Allah says, we changed them and we replaced the two gardens with very thorny and very bitter trees. The lote tree, the tamarisk tree, which were very, very bitter. So the sweetness of the fruits disappeared. ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْتٍ وَأَسْلِ وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ. The lote tree. Allah says, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا. And that was the punishment Allah gave them because of them being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. Allah says, we only punish in this way those people who are ungrateful. And kafur also mean those who are disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among the ni'mas that He had bestowed them was, وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْقُرَى الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا قُرًا ظَاهِرًا. When they were traveling, if they had to go from point A to point B, then in between, Allah had many stations, resting places for them, like how we travel today from here to Johannesburg. We have ultrashell and so many other garages that makes things easy. We can fill up, we can have some snacks, we can relax, we can do our salat. Like that, Allah had stations that were apparent in their journeys. Probably they were traveling in the rural areas. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala built up for them villages and areas where they could camp, where they could rest, take a break. If they left in the morning, they would take some rest in the afternoon, but by the evening they would reach the destination. The destination was made short, it was shortened for them. It was a long journey, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدَّرْنَا فِيهَا السَّيْرِ. This journey also wasn't made very long for them. It was shortened for them. What did they say? And Allah said, Siru fiha. Travel in it, layaliya, in the nights and days, go and travel. In what condition? Aminin, you'll have absolutely, you'll travel in a very peaceful condition. No fear of anybody robbing you, or anybody to take away your goods. Nobody will attack you. Go in a very peaceful, calm manner. You will reach your destination in a very short period of time. What was the ungratefulness? فَقَالُوا ذِهِ رَبَّنَا أَوَاللَّهُ بَاعِدْ بَيْنَا أَسْفَارِنَا. We don't want to reach our destination so quick. There's no fun in all that. We want to undergo tedious, long journeys. This is the stupidity, the foolishness. They were so fussy. Allah gave them such bounties. And they actually asked Allah, بَاعِدْ بَيْنَا أَسْفَارِنَا. Make our journeys long and far. وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They oppressed themselves, they wronged themselves. Allah gave them everything. Despite having all those ni'mat and making shukr and obeying Allah, they throw these ni'mat back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah never gets hurt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us His bounties so that we could turn to Him. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثَ. Allah says, we made them tales and stories and incidents for people to take ibrat after that. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. Allah becomes angry. Allah says, we tore them into pieces. Completely destroyed them. And these words are very, very hard, very powerful in the Arabic language. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Allah says, in these are signs. For every person who perseveres, who has patience, the word sabbar, from sabr, one who makes sabr a lot. Sabr, there are three types of sabr. One is sabr ala al-musibah, the general sabr. We all know when some musibah comes, loss of life, loss of property, somebody passes away, we say make sabr because of the musibah that has come onto you. The other sabr is sabr ala ta'ah. For example, tarawih salah, start of salah, first rakah. Now we think, 1 hour, so much time, how the time is going to pass? We're counting in our minds. First rakat gone, 19 left, then 18, 16, mashallah. Sometimes the people remember the number of rakat more than the hufas, they forget. So, that is a sabr ala ta'ah. It's an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be perseverant, we have to have the patience, steadfastness. The roza we are keeping, we have to make sabr. Don't just count and win iftar time. Then we have a third sabr, sabr anil ma'siyah. You are tempted to make the guna. But now you are withdrawing yourself, your nafs. You are pulling back, you are restraining yourself. That is a difficult sabr to make. Where you are tempted, the evil or the deed or the vice is right there, easy for you to commit. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pull back, you withdraw, you restrain. And that is sabr anil ma'asiyah. So Allah says, in all these there are signs of those people who are perseverant, shakur, and those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very young. In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away very young also after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent him to Yemen. It's a long story, so many riwayats, beautiful nasihat, advices were given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him, said, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la'uhib. Rasulullah tells Mu'adh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Mu'adh bin Jabal and he says, oh Mu'adh, Allah's qasam, I love you. Don't forget after every fard salat to recite the following dua. What is the dua? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Wallah, assist me. Again, none of us can do any ibadat. Ulama have explained, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no turning away from any sin, and there is no strength to perform any good deed except with the permission and will from Allah subhanahu. None of us can turn away from any sin except if Allah assists us. On our own we cannot. And none of us has the ability to perform any of Allah's ibadat except with strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah assist us ala dhikrik, in remembering you. Salat, dhikr, ibadah, whatever ibadah it is, all the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa shukrik, and making your shukr. Shukr is not only shukr by the means of the lisan, the tongue, that we have to do. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of our tongue. Oh Allah, we thank you, we are grateful. But more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to show shukr bil jawarih, that gratitude by means of our limbs, our body, our heart. Are we doing those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do or not? So Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik, and making your good ibadat. Not just making ibadat haphazardly, but do it in a very beautiful manner. So these are the three simple du'as you should make after every fard salat, if you can, inshaAllah. There is another du'a, I will just mention it. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, whoever reads in the morning and in the evening, of course the morning, the word in the morning changes for morning, and evening the word changes. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, u bi ahadin min khalqik, fa minka wahda fa la sharika lak. Wallah, when I rose up this morning, when I got up, whatever ni'mat you have given me, or any of your makhluq, whatever it is, you give me a life, you give me this air to breathe in, you give me water, you give me ability to move, فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ, it is only from you. You have got no partners. Whoever reads his dua, فَقَدْ أَدَّى شُكْرَ يَوْمِ, then he has thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties of that day. Every day we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 360 bones he has given us in the body, for each bone is a shukr. Whoever reads this dua, then for that day, the shukr that you have to, you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reciting this dua genuinely, sincerely, then you have fulfilled the shukr of the day. And the same dua in the evening, Allahumma ma amsa bi bin ni'matin au bi ahadi min khalqik, fa minka wahdaka la sharika. Inshallah, in the remaining days, inshallah, one day we will explain these duas again, so everybody can learn it, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on all these ayahs of the Quran. There were so many other verses today that really brings tears to one's eyes, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Jannah, Jahannam. But at the end of the day, the crux of all these verses is Rujoo ila Allah. Our focus will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us reach Him, provided we have the sabr and we have the shukr. And this reminds me of heard from Hazrat also many times, many, many people have mentioned it. Everybody is saying, Mawlana, you mustn't be too serious, must be light-hearted. Hazrat is always light-hearted, so we'll try, inshallah. Like that one wife tells the husband that we are guaranteed Jannah. He said, how can you say that? What guarantee you got? He said, well, you're making so much of shukr. What do you mean I'm making so much shukr? He said, I'm so beautiful. The wife says, I'm so beautiful. And you're making shukr because I'm so beautiful. And because of your shukr, you guarantee Jannah. And he says, then, he said, well, you are so ugly, I'm making sabr. And because of sabr, فَإِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Comes in the hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How wonderful is the matters of a believer. Allah says, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ دَرَّى صَبَرًا. If any calamity comes upon him, he makes sabr. And that is good for him. And if any good comes to him, prosperity, he makes shukr. And that's also good for him. So we have heard many times of mashayikh, the two pathways to Allah is sabr and shukr. But as I mentioned yesterday, don't make dua for sabr, because then you're inviting calamities, and then we may not be able to bear the sabr, and then we're looking for problems. Make dua, Allah, take us, make us reach you through the road of shukr. So easy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to us. But if there is a opportunity, when there is some incident in our life, we have to exercise sabr, then we make the sabr and ask Allah to give us sabr jameel. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. والله we make shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us, ya Allah. You have given us iman, you have given us life, you have given us clothing and home and families and children and wives and parents, ya Allah. You have been so kind to us, so kind, ya Allah. We can go on and enumerate, can and try and count all the bounties that you have given us from the time we were in the womb of our mothers, ya Allah. We will never be able to enumerate and count every one of them. Ya Allah, you have given us so much, so much, so much, Ya Allah. But despite all those bounties, Ya Allah, we still anger you, we still displease you, we still disobey you. Oh my Allah, and despite our disobedience to you, you still tolerate us, Ya Allah. You still tolerate us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in the world, Ya Allah, if there's a master and he gives his slave so much, and then his slave is disobedient, the master becomes angry, the master whoops him and beats him up and punishes him. Oh my Allah, you have not beaten us up, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you have not punished us, Ya Allah. Although we deserve every type of punishment, my Allah, but you are Halim, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar, you are Kareem, you are most loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can go on and on and on and think about your greatness, your azmat, and take your beautiful names, Ya Allah. And we can hymn your glory, Ya Allah. Your name is so soothing, O my Allah. Your name brings such joy and satisfaction to our ears and our hearts, Ya Allah. No other deity has got the name Allah. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands to thee. We acknowledge and every ni'mat you have given us. Those that we know of and even those we are unaware of, Ya Allah. And we confess all our sins, my Allah. Oh Allah, help us to make sabr ala ta'a. Sabr anil ma'asiyah. Ya Allah, any musibat has come upon us, help us to make sabr on the musibat also. Oh Allah, give us afiyat. Ya Allah, give us afiyat in our lives. Give us happiness, Ya Allah. Give us that sukoon, my Allah. We are searching for that sukoon, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are restless, my Allah. Our hearts are not easy, Ya Allah. Our hearts feel like a fish out of water, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are supposed to get sukoon in your house, in your masjid, Ya Allah. But even when we come here, Ya Allah, we are so sinful, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become so ghafil, so ghafil, so ghafil, that we wait to come into the masjid and run out first, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making a masjid abad, Ya Allah. And spending hours upon hours, Ya Allah, in your masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the last 10 days of Ramadan are coming, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of making i'tikaf in your masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our ibadat is for you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our ibadat is for you, oh my Allah. You make it easy. You give us more tawfiq, Ya Allah. You give us tawfiq and give us the health and give us the strength, Ya Allah. And especially these days that are coming, Ya Allah, to spread your message, Ya Allah, with ikhlas, Ya Allah. To make ibadat properly in the correct way, Ya Allah. And make this masjid full, my Allah. Make thousands and thousands benefit, my Allah. Solely for your pleasure, Ya Allah. So that it can become a means of our najat in the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah. Everyone who is present, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, Ya Allah. The greatest of miracle any person can perform in this world, Ya Allah, is nothing, nothing compared to what you can do, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have heard of people, Ya Allah, when they read salat, the imam made salat, when he makes salam to his right hand side, all the people on his right hand side became hafiz of the Quran. When he made salam to his left, all those people who could not recite the Quran were able to look inside and recite properly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you showed such miracles to people in this world, and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam performed such miracles. Then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon into two. Oh my Allah, we ask you tonight, Ya Allah, that before we stand up from this majlis, make every one of us your true wali, Ya Allah. Make us your true wali, Ya Allah. Wipe out all our gunas, Ya Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. We are asking you for your special nazar rahmat, Ya Allah. Your nazar karam, Ya Allah. Just one glance of your rahmat. Your glance of mercy, just one glance, Ya Allah, will suffice us in this world, Ya Allah. It will suffice us in the qabr, Ya Allah. It will suffice us in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. You become ours now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to live like this, Ya Allah? We're going to and fro, my Allah. We are battling, my Allah. We are restless, Ya Allah. We are bechain, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we love you, my Allah. We love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know we love you, my Allah. But our actions, Ya Allah, we make mistakes, Ya Allah. We are Bani Adam, Ya Allah. You have said Bani Adam is khata'un, Ya Allah. That we make so much sins, Ya Allah. But we're not going to anybody else, my Allah. We're not going to any other door but your door, my Allah. Open your doors of rahmat for us, Ya Allah. The days are going past, Ya Allah. Just few days are left, Ya Allah.
Allah, let it not happen that the Ramadan will go away and then we will cry and lament and regret. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, even before the last 10 nights. You don't have to wait for Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. You have given us Laylatul Qadr for our purpose, for our benefit, Ya Allah. You are not bound by Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. If you wish to forgive us tonight, nobody can question you, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf kar de, Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. We cannot leave here without you. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, we begging you, my Allah. Forgive our parents, forgive our children, forgive our wives, our family members, our relatives, our friends, our asatidha, our mashayikh, our apas, Ya Allah, our students, Ya Allah, our friends. Ya Allah, entire ummat of Rasulullah, don't make any person, Ya Allah, whether he knows us, does not know us, we know him, we don't know him, Ya Allah. Wherever he may be, or she may be, our brothers and sisters of the ummat of Rasulullah, any part of the world, every part of the world, every nook and corner, every country, every city, may Allah, you forgive every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, suddenly change every condition in the world, Ya Allah. Just make hidayat spread, may Allah. Just make aman and chain and sukoon spread in the entire world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just make Islam spread through the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the non-Muslim see the beauty of Islam and come and embrace Islam in large gatherings, Ya Allah. In droves, may Allah. Make us means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make us the means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make us the means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where are we going to go to, my Allah? Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah. With halal, rozi and barakat, Ya Allah. Give us that barakat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has mentioned in hadith, in the month of Ramadan, that the mu'min's rozi is increased, my Allah. Increase our rozi, Ya Allah. Give us that barakat, Ya Allah. Without working hard and slogging, Ya Allah, you provided for us. There's so many brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, they've got nothing to eat, Ya Allah. So many of our brothers have got no jobs, they are trying and battling, my Allah. You provide halal rozi for them, Ya Allah. Don't make us beg from people, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj and makhluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us beniyaz from makhluq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are independent, Ya Allah. We're asking you, Ya Allah, because you are Khalid. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in your kalam, which we recited in Tarabih, Ya ayyuhan nas udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O people, remember the bounties of your Allah. Hal min khaliqin ghayrullah yarzuqukum. Is there any other khaliq and creator who can provide you? Ya Allah, there is no other creator. There is no other provider. There is only you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu dede, Ya Allah. We don't know how to make dua even, Ya Allah. We can't even shed any tears, my Allah. Our hearts are so filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina. Protect us from zina. Protect us from bad nazri, Ya Allah. Protect us from looking at pornographic material, Ya Allah. Protect us from all filth and haram and khabaith, Ya Allah. From fawahish, Ya Allah. Protect us from riba and gambling and stealing and speaking lies and cheating and harboring malice and hasad and kina and bughz and having enmity, my Allah. Make there be unity among the Muslim ummah of Rasulullah Paak. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them complete, kamil shifa, Ya Allah. Kamil shifa, Ya Allah. Don't make be anything wrong with them, Ya Allah. Give them the shifa, Ya Allah. Let them go back home in a good condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who got cancer, especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are being eaten up, Ya Allah. So many of them, Ya Allah, so many of them. They are in pain, Ya Allah. In Ramadan, they are unable to keep roza. They are crying, Ya Allah, not because of the pain. They're crying because they're unable to keep roza, you see. Ya Allah, you give them that shifa, Ya Allah. Give them shifa, Ya Allah. All those who have passed away, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah, especially those who passed away in the month of Ramadan, especially, Ya Allah. Grant us also, Ya Allah, mawtul iman, give us jannatul firdaus. Whatever jais du'as and desires we have, Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters also, Ya Allah, grant them best of dunya and the best of akhirah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم Oh my Allah, we beg you again and again to give us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Give us sincerity, Ya Allah. Do not make us do anything or say anything or give any bayan or any talks for showing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us that ikhlas and accept all the good works, the Taraweeh Salah especially, Ya Allah. تلاوة القرآن ذكر الوعظ نصيحة everything الله سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين